It's MKFM, where today I am joined by Nana Ogontola, who is CEO of World Media Initiatives. Nana, how are you?
I'm very fine. Thank you so much, Michael, for having me on the show.
It's lovely to have you. So first of all, tell us a little bit about World Media Initiatives, what it is and what you do.
All right. Well, World Media Initiatives has been around for a little while. We started in August of 2012, and we are essentially a film production, film training organization. And one of our key products is junior filmmakers, and we teach young people to make films from the age of 9 all the way to 19. So we do that in school. We do that out of school. We run film camps. This summer, we just finished running a film camp for Milton Keynes Council as part of their Summer of Fun. We worked with about 140 children or even 160 children and produced about 14 films, which will be premiered on September 12th. And before that, we were in Risborough running a 5-day camp for 50 young people. So we've made films with, probably close to 2,000 or over 2,000 children.
Wow.
And we've made, we have about over 150 films on YouTube and have had lots of premieres, including some at the Odeon and Cineworld and so on. So yeah,
incredible.
We've been going a while.
Mm-hmm. So junior filmmakers. So it's you say you work with children from the age of 9 upwards and teach them to make film. How did this come about?
Well, because I'm a filmmaker and I wanted to make a film, to be honest. And the film was a big project. It was a £2 million film. And it was like, it wasn't really happening at the time. So I thought, okay, whilst I work on this project that I love, let me start something where I bring my love of young people together with my love of filmmaking. And I decided to do junior. So it was Junior Filmmakers was born. And it was a project that was supposed to be like a side project, just something that I did on the side. But
it's grown beyond that, has it?
It had a life of its own that's just evolved. And it literally, sometimes I think it's got me by the nose. It's like, you will not put me down. Every time I'm like, okay, I am not doing it anymore. Somebody will come and say, can you run a project for us? Can you do this? Or come and do, you know, work in a school or something. So it's a project that hasn't died and it's evolved. And now we're going to be starting accredited film projects, accredited film training projects. So basically, we're going to be running CPD courses from October. So for young people from the age of 16 and adults, anybody looking to go into the film industry or the creative industries, we're going to be running certified accredited training for them.
Wow.
And then from September 2023, we're going to actually be an A-level film academy. So we're going to be offering A-levels, and all this is stemmed from junior filmmakers. And the reason as well we decided to do that was because a lot of schools send their young people to us who do film.
Yeah.
For practical, you know, to have hands-on experience. And so we thought, well, since we're already offering the hands-on experience and we're already teaching, we might as well become an academy in our own right. So we're doing that as well.
Absolutely incredible. So what form do the classes take? Are they classes? Are you in a classroom or is it more practical than that? How does it work?
Yeah, we have a classroom. We're based in Harbin House. We have 4 classrooms there. Big classrooms, very airy, very spacious. So the kids come in and they're comfortable straight away because it's a nice place. And we have our trainers. Some of them have been with us since 2013. And we've just had one who is actually a member of the Oscars judging committee. So we have really high caliber film makers with us. And so when they come in, the first thing is about ideas and developing your ideas and your thoughts and your themes. And we always say that it's not a school, so nobody's idea is stupid, no matter how far-fetched. We might not end up producing a film where cars are being blown up or zombies are walking around.
You could dream.
But your idea is valid.
Yes.
Your idea is valid. So they develop their ideas, and then the classroom then chooses what best idea amongst them, basically, whose idea is the best one. They vote. And then the best idea is taken forward. And obviously, it will incorporate other thoughts and other ideas from other people. And then they write their script. Once they've written their scripts, they cast it, you know, who's acting in what. And then they crew it, who's the producer, who's the camera person, who's the editor.
Wow.
And then they shoot their film. And then they do props as well. So there's a producer who makes sure that everybody brings in their props and things like that. They schedule their shoot. And then they shoot their film. So they learn about using the camera as well. And then after that, they edit. And then we always have a red carpet premiere, usually with the mayor coming to give them their certificates.
Nice.
So
they even get the glitz and glamour of showing off their work.
Completely, completely. The entire experience. So very wonderful, especially for families at the premiere. They come in the red carpet with their children and they see what the children have done and they get certificates. So really nice.
It sounds absolutely fantastic. Talk to us about some of the projects you're working on at the moment. I know you're working with the Film Academy in Milton Keynes. Are you doing some stuff for Black History Month as well?
We are doing Black History Month. It's something I've been doing for a while. But this one, the last one we had it at the Milton Keynes Gallery just after COVID. So that was our first one. So this year I thought, well, let's take it somewhere where people see us, where we're not, people don't have to come to, you know, make an effort to actually come to us. We are just there.
Yeah.
And so we're actually going to be in the city center in Middleton Hall next to John Lewis. We're going to be there from the 18th to the 19th of October. So the idea is to showcase Black businesses, Black services, services and products that are run and owned by people of Black heritage. The idea is that, for me, I think that there's a lot of things that are produced and done by people of Black heritage, but they are kind of like marginalized. They're not seen as much, but they do have a big impact. So for me, the idea is to bring what they do into the city so people can see what they do, but at the same time, provide an opportunity for more collaboration with the mainstream, more partnership with the mainstream, more business relationships with the mainstream, so people know, okay, these people, like this person is doing this, and how there is, where there is synergy to, you know, create collaboration and growth as well for people of Black heritage and for the mainstream. And for Milton Keynes as a whole.
Yeah, it's such a fantastic idea. I mean, for any young people who are maybe interested in getting into film, how do they find out more? Can they come and attend a class?
Yes, our next classes start on September 12th. And these classes are going to be running for a year. So they're during term time and they're 90 minutes at a time. Mm-hmm. And they run all year. And these courses are far more detailed than the 5-day camps we have. So in October, there'll be another 5-day camp.
Okay, yeah,
but the annual one is the one where you actually go much deeper into the different sections of filmmaking and come up with something amazing. Yeah. Wow. And obviously information about the Academy is also online. The film Junior Filmmakers, you can find out more about us on our website. It's juniorfilmmakers.co.uk. And you can book and register for whatever club you want to on there. You can see some of our films via our website onto our YouTube channel as well. And then for the Film Academy, our website is famk.co.uk. We are working on a conference, which will take place at Milton Keynes Stadium on the 29th, where we will be having people from the film industry coming in and talking and presenting, and people are invited to register. So, yeah.
You are very busy.
I'm busy. Today my son is actually 19, so I'm going to be cooking in a minute.
Oh, well, happy birthday to him. How is he celebrating?
Well, he's very quiet, bless him. So he's a quiet one with the family, just the family.
Nice.
We're just cooking and eating a lot, and he's got some presents. And
fantastic. So, wow.
A nice family affair. His name is Daniel Oguntola, by the way.
Well, happy birthday to Daniel. And Nana Oguntola is CEO of World Media Initiatives and Junior Filmmakers here in MK. Nana, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck with Junior Filmmakers.
Oh, thank you so much. You take care, Michael.